help me? Is anyone out there? Yes, I'm trapped. Please come here and help me. I'm scared. I'm trapped under some rocks, and I need a big, strong man like you to come help me. That's right. Come closer. Oh, my hero. I've been waiting for a handsome, brave hero to come and save me. Follow the sound of my voice. Closer, closer. I can taste you in the air. You taste good. So delicious. Good enough. There you are. Hello, handsome. You've come to rescue little old me. You're so sweet. Why don't I give my brave hero a kiss? A juicy, messy kiss from these sweet lips of mine. What? Oh, yes. I was trapped. But you saved me. Just showing up was enough to free me. No, no. Don't leave. Stay. You can't run fast enough. Trust me. That's right. Stay right there. Shh. Don't ask questions. Just relax. Here. Let me massage your shoulders for you. That feels nice, doesn't it? Feel my soft, warm hands rubbing against your body. My voice flowing into your mind, stroking your mind. My large, heaving breasts against your back. Yes. There we go. You like that, don't you? Hey, handsome. Gotcha. Oh, this? It's my tail, silly. Oh, did you think I was some boring-ass human woman? Ew. Human women are so gross, aren't they? I mean, walking around on their stupid twig legs, wiggling those gross sausage-sized fingers at the end of their feet. Gross. I mean, two legs can't support all of this flesh. Oh no. Only a long, thick, sexy snake tail could support these big knockers of mine. You like? Nice, aren't they? I'll just keep your head in there for a bit. I know I could suffocate you with my tail, but suffocating you with my breasts is much nicer, isn't it? Feel how soft they are. Hear my racing heart. Oh, darling. I've waited years for this moment. Men have come and gone through my cave, but none of them had what I wanted. I want to point out that that wasn't a sexual euphemism. I'm a one captive kind of gal. I mean, one man. Man is what I meant. I've waited so long for the right man, and I finally found him. Y-O-U. You. You. Aren't you lucky, darling? I know. You can hardly speak, you're so happy. Oh, shit. You're suffocating. Sorry about that. These babies are lethal weapons. If I had a nickel for every time someone died between my breasts, I'd have two nickels. Which isn't a lot, but it's weird that it happened twice, isn't it? You have flowers. Are they for me? What am I saying? Of course they are. You're so sweet. Here, let me just take them from you. Thank you, hun. Not for me? Well, who are they meant for? Another girl? You're one of those saves everyone kind of heroes. You're supposed to be saving me and me alone, handsome. You're not cheating on me, are you? I can't believe you would betray my trust like this, darling. Ugh, you heartbreaker. What kind of monster tricks people only to immediately betray their trust like that? Who is she? Tell me now, or I'll suffocate you between my breasts again. A girl you've known for years? Grew up together? Childhood friends? And then you moved away to the next town over? What kind of cliche bullshit is this? Darling, look at me. You'd rather get with some childhood friend bitch than me? I bet she's a sundeer, too. I should find this bitch and crush her in my tail until her eyes pop out like that stupid stress toy my therapist got me. I... No. No. I should calm down. I've spoken to professionals about this. I just... need to calm down. I get it, darling. You're a young and impressionable man with a big legless lizard. A massive love dart. Or is it more of an arrow? Or even... a spear. Where was I? Oh, right. Murder. Obviously, you're going to attract a lot of floozies. I don't blame you for that, I mean. Who wouldn't want you? But you know you're mine, right? You and me were meant to be. We're two snakes eating each other's tail, walked in infinity together. An endless cycle of love and death. Otto Meadows. Isn't no Meadows one snake? Oh, darling, you're so smart. But But seriously, you and I are meant to be. Why else would you come into my cave, strutting that sweet bod and tempting me with your third leg? I knew from the moment I saw you that we would be a fantastic couple, that you would be a fantastic lover. Look at me. These large, bra-busting breasts, these delicious hips, my soft lips. I even wore my lucky lipstick. Green. The color of jealousy. The color of that bitch who's trying to steal your heart. She's so insecure. I bet she lures innocent men and forces herself on them. Disgusting. Obviously, I would never do that. Why would I? The only man I want is you. And you would never say no to some fun, would you? So obviously, I'm the right pick. And this friend of yours can get eaten by a Wendigo or something. You and I? Nothing is gonna come between our love. Especially not some twig. Look at me. And be honest. Does she have breasts as big as mine? Does she know how to sway her hips like me? Does she have a long tongue that gives you all sorts of ideas? Does she have plump, soft lips like these? Beautiful hair like mine? Is she even close to as beautiful as me? No, I didn't think so. So relax, you naughty boy. Forget all about that little bitch and let a real woman take care of you. Oh, that's right. I promised you a kiss, didn't I? I think I did. A hot, wet, juicy kiss for you, stud. You'd like that, right? Tell me, darling, what do you know about lamias? Did you know our saliva is an aphrodisiac? I could spit in your mouth and you'd fall in love with me forever. Kidding. You'll fall in love with me by your own choice. Now pucker up. Sorry, I keep forgetting you humans need to breathe so badly. That was my first kiss, and I knew there'd be a spark, but that was amazing. It was like a whole damn storm. It was beyond my wildest dreams, and trust me, I've had some pretty wild dreams. You taste so good, so addicting. Want to know something else about lamias? We're very, very possessive. Not me, obviously. I'm a very reasonable woman, but typically, I'd fuck your brains out for even thinking about another woman. Don't worry, though. I won't be so cruel. I won't fuck you to keep you faithful. I'll fuck you because I love you. Do you feel it? My long tail coiled around you, caught in my tight, warm embrace. A full body hug is only a lamia could deliver. It feels nice, doesn't it? Being held tightly in my tail, squeezed with this long, strong, scaly body of mine. Let me adjust and... Feel that? My breasts against your skin? You like the way my breasts push against your body? I bet you do. I bet you love it, don't you? Honestly, I love feeling my breasts against your body too. Almost as much as I love feeling my lips against yours. How did you know the tip of the tail was Alamia's weakness? I feel like I'm melting. Fine! You can leave. Break my heart. I just wanted love. And I thought you were the one. Go on! Leave me alone. You're still here. Are you staying? Oh, you like what you see, Well, darling, I'm all yours if you want it. In return, I will love and care for you every day. I'll even bring you back to my village, full of Alamia women like me and our human lovers. But if you even look at another woman, I might just have to make love to you again and again and again. I promise I'm a good cook. I've been practicing just for the day that I can cook for you. And I'll clean the house. Lamias keep very clean houses, and we can decorate it together. Right. I'll stop talking. Squeeze my tail like that, and you might just make me lose my mind. Would you like to see that? You would. Oh, darling. Get ready to see what Alamia can do, especially when she's head over heels in love. What's your name, by the way? Oh, that's a cute name. I like it. Here, sit down and let me see what you're working with. Let me see your cock. I'm so excited to see your dick, darling. I bet it's a real monster of a cock. Get it? 'Cause I'm a lummy. Hello, baby. I knew you'd have a big one, but damn. I'm wet just smelling it. Let me get a taste. How about a tit job and a tongue job combined? Pretty hot, right? And you taste so fucking good. I want more. It's all yours. Yes. That's right. Pound away on my beautiful tail wrapped around that body of yours. Yours to pound away at my sweet Lamia pussy. Oh, yes, you're mine, aren't you? You're my sweet lover. And you'd never hurt me, would you? Oh, no, you wouldn't. Because I would have to fuck you until you couldn't remember a life without me. Oh, that got you excited, didn't you? Oh, yes. Stop.